Morning, 7:40 a.m. on the 27th day of August, 2014. 1620. Okay, that was pretty good, actually. I did work up a sweat with some good tunes, good walking music. I was listening to my Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's channel this morning, in which I have seated Ian Drury and a few others. So it has a lot more variety than just big band swing, although it has a lot of swing. Because after all, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. So, Wednesday morning. Hoping for the best today. It was not a bad day yesterday. It was, I expected to have a huge block of time to write in, which didn't actually happen. I don't expect to have a huge block of time today, so perhaps I will get at least a small one. The fun news for this morning, if you saw my Twitter feed, I just retweeted it, is that I think it's my Japanese editor has just tweeted the cover of the Japanese version of Quarter Share. I retweeted it. At least I retweeted the picture. I'm not sure the whole context came through, but I think that's Japanese. It doesn't have the linearity of Korean, which is the other one that I'm waiting for. So it's kind of cool to see what another country, another culture sees. And of course the cover has absolutely no kind of relationship to the story. There's a guy on the cover, so there's that. And there's a spaceship on the cover, so there's that. But the spaceship is sitting at a gantry. No. And the guy is in a full atmosphere suit with his round helmet under his arm. Which is no. But okay, I'm happy with it. It's kind of cool to see it in Japanese. It's kind of cool to see how it's imagined, how what in Japan is mainstream press puts on the cover, and how little it actually has anything to do with the story itself. So, much fun, much amusement. I put a smile on my face this morning. Oh, yeah, I did work up a sweat. My shirt is wet. And morning breeze is cool. As in cool jazz. Speaking of which, my younger daughter was accepted into the jazz choir. Jazz invitation, audition only. So you have to be invited to audition, and then you have to pass the audition in order to get into the choir. And they're doing some cool music. The one I know of most is the old Tower of Power song, Soul with a capital S, which should be fun. There's another one called Centerpiece. It's apparently a 12-bar blues standard. I wonder if it's an Ella Fitzgerald song. It has that sort of vibe to it. And there's another one that I haven't heard yet. I looked up the wrong music last night and to try to find it today. The challenge for yesterday was we need a new name. Morning. Because last year they called themselves the Catatonics. And that sounds really bad until you realize that they are the Wild Cats. So the Catatonics. And yeah, they wanted a new name. I can't imagine why. So the first question I asked was, how many people? And it turns out, yep, there's 13. I know it's a small group. It's you don't get invited and then have to pass the audition. And granted, the choir conductor doesn't invite people he doesn't think are going to pass. But still, it's entirely possible to flub the audition. So yeah, there are 13 people. So given that they are a jazz choir, I immediately thought of Josephine Baker and the Baker's Dozen. So we'll see if they adopt that song, that name, because Josephine Baker and 13 Baker's Dozen. So that was a bit of fun. I have to say, I'm having a bit of fun. And there is nothing that will kick depression's ass faster than having a bit of fun. It's one of the axioms. Depression prevents you from having fun. And if you start having fun, it's much harder to be depressed. So, yeah, this is good. It's not helping my delivery dates, but it's a step. It's a step. That's one of the challenges. My therapist keeps trying to talk me off the ledge, so I suppose that's a good thing. Figuratively, not literally. So yeah, let's see what else. I'm trying to think. The Space Opera communities, the Facebook and the Google Plus communities are growing. Some good discussions. A second discussion started on what is space opera. One of the new members asked, has this been asked yet? And of course, it was the first post, so it's probably too far to scroll down to. Beyond the, I know it when I see it. And so it's pretty interesting to read the degree to which people are willing to accept flexibility in their definition. But one thing that has really pleased me a great deal is that so far I haven't had anybody say, no, you can't think that. That's not space opera. And so far everybody's been willing to say, oh, okay, well, here's my definition. Monk post. Without getting too pedantic about what the definition is or what Wikipedia says or how it's been defined historically. There seems to be some themes. Scope is one. And from that perspective, yeah, Ishmael Wong is not space opera. That's okay. I'm fine with that. It's like, my definition of space opera is the relationship of people to an interstellar civilization and how that civilization works and how those people interact. I met this lady a minute ago. Good morning again. No problem. No problem. Yep. I said hello to her, and the dog barked at me. I think he thought I was, like, just taking a step in her direction or something. Garbage truck. So, yeah, she just apologized for the dog barking, because he never barks unless you don't think he's going to, and then of course he does, which is pretty much the definition of dog behavior, probably. Perhaps I said good morning to the dog, and perhaps he objected to the eye contact, which was kind of dumb on my part. Good morning, dog. So, yeah, that was... So yeah, the share series is not, according to the scope definition, where there is defined an explicit interstellar conflict on a system-wide basis. Yeah, that's not space opera. Or, yeah, okay, I can accept that that's one definition of space opera. That's actually the definition that I was writing against, because I really thought that we could tell stories that were not, as I have said so many times, blow something up every 15 pages and save the universe every 50. And I have been taken to task in several reviews that it's not space opera. Okay, I'm good with that. But even a lot of the people who say, well, this isn't space opera, but when's the next book coming out? It's like, okay, that I can, you know, that's cool. That's not space opera in your book. It is space opera in my book. And let's just keep moving. So if you can't tell, I'm pretty jazzed this morning. I'm also exhausted. I went to bed relatively early, but my wife was quite chatty in the night. And usually I go to bed before she does, and I'm asleep before she's even there. Or she goes to bed before I do, and she's asleep before I get there. Last night, apparently, she had just put down her iPad. And was awake. I think I've alluded to some of her medical problems, and she has a new diagnosis, which is actually quite upbeat and optimistic. And after so many recent medical diagnoses that have been catastrophic, this one was welcome news. So yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers definitely crossed. But she had a lot to talk about last night, and I did my best to listen. It's one of the things that I've been working on with my therapist, is the listening part. Because, and it goes back to something that I've heard most of my life. And looking back from my perspective of nearly 62, I can understand why. One of the things that people have often told me is, you don't have to be so arrogant. And my perspective on it is, arrogant? What about me is arrogant? What is this arrogance of which you speak? And it comes back to my willingness to say, you know, I think there's an alternate view. And unfortunately, it comes out as, no, really what's going on is this. So, yeah, there's some issues there. It's one of the, it was a comment, I think it was a post or something that came across the other day. One of the weakness writing symptoms when you use I think or I believe to preface a statement. And one of the problems with that is that unless you use that, people think you're arrogant. I think this is the case, not this is the case. It's a very different statement. It's a very different attitude. It's willing to accept that it's what you believe and that other people may not share it, and that you're not trying to impose your view on them. So, I think because I've been burned so often about, why are you so arrogant? I think I'm going to keep doing it. It's like, this is my opinion. This is my experience. And I'm perfectly willing to accept that your experience may well be different. And that has always been the case, even when younger. It has to do a lot with training. It's like a... A lot of the advice for marketing people is the equivalent of the Microsoft version of how to get your car started. Close all your windows and then open them again. Then try the ignition. The reality is once in a while that will work because once in a while the problem is electrical and using the electrical window controls to close and then open can jar it enough to open it. And 17:12 on the back half. I was moving along this morning. My feet, they are lighter. Woohoo! So anyway, I'm at the back gate. More very nearly. Tomorrow, it's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.